Let's go boots on the ground. He's all about that action, boss. He's in fact a part of the what is it again? Channel 6 Action. 6 ABC Action News. I want to make sure I get that right.
Straight out of Anchorman.
Because he is our, yeah, thank you. I read the thing wrong. No, he's our friend Jason Dumas. He used to be here at 95.7 The Game, and now he's in Philly. So a perfect guy to connect with as we talk this one out on the River Islands guest line. Hey, Jason, what's going on, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Is this the worst place where the Niners could have ended up this weekend, in your opinion?
It probably, but that I don't think that's saying like too much. I think the Niners are a really good team too. They could have, where else could they have been? Carolina, it would have been better to be in Carolina. Chicago, I mean, I think Chicago and Philly are kind of a toss-up. So, I mean, it is what it is. I feel like with this NFC playoffs this season, whoever makes it out is going to have to beat at least two really good teams. So it is what it is, you know?
What are Philly fans thinking about the Eagles' chances, and do they think that they are one of those really good teams?
Yeah. I think the Eagles like their chances, and same with the fans, and why not? I mean, this is a team they saw win a Super Bowl a year ago. It's pretty much the same exact group of people. So they have a reason to be confident. I don't think they're overconfident or delusional. I think most rational-minded people know the 49ers are good. They know the 49ers have some pedigree, too. A lot of people in that building over there in Santa Clara has been to two Super Bowls, right? So I think people are aware of that. And all the players have been very complimentary of Kyle Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey and Kittle. And they know what comes with it. They know why this team has kind of been really good for a long period of time, hold last year.
Jason, did you just say rational people while talking about Eagles fans?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got some psychos in the group, no doubt about it. And Philadelphians, they're passionate. They're passionate for sure. But more than not, they know what they're talking about, though, when they see on the field.
Well, let me ask you this then, because we're hearing a lot, and you're there, so you tell us that Nick Sirianni and the organization are being criticized a little bit for not going after the number two seed a little bit harder over the last weekend. First question is that the case? Are they being criticized for that?
Yeah, you definitely have a portion of the fan base who did not like that decision. That is 100% accurate.
Okay, and do you agree with that? Because the other option would have been to go forward and play the Packers. And I don't know if they're better than the Niners, but they're certainly healthier than the Niners.
No, I mean, I'm in the business. Even when I work for the game, I am not in the business of telling people who know more than me what they should and shouldn't be doing. Nick Sirianni has won a lot of games. He's been to two Super Bowls. This has been his MO since he got there. It's more of an organizational thing, I should say. The Eagles really value rest. Whenever they can rest their players, going all the way back to training camp since he's been here, they do it. Rest one in during the regular season when they can. The starters virtually never play during the preseason. They've been doing this for a while, and Nick Sirianni has been very successful. So who am I to say it was a dumb move? They don't care who they're playing. You know what I mean? They won a Super Bowl last year. They're more worried about being healthy when it comes time to win or go home. And it's no disrespect to the 49ers. There's no disrespect to anybody. They didn't care who was coming in. They wanted to be healthy, and it's worked for them. So, yeah, I tend to go with what Nick Sirianni decision he made, you know?
What's different about the offense this year? Last year they were 7th in points per game. This year they're 19th. What's been the big change?
Now, that's the million-dollar question, and that's the question that has been at the forefront all season long. I think the biggest issue, I mean, there's been a different play caller every year since Jalen's been here, but I think the biggest issue is this offensive line has taken a step back. The only one who has kind of played up to his high standard is Lane Johnson, but Jordan Mailata, to a lesser degree of the other three, I'm going to say, but Jordan Mailata, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, they haven't played up to their standard. They just haven't. They've been significantly worse than they were the year before. Now, all of those guys have been Pro Bowlers or all pro in their career. So it's a high standard, but I think it starts with that. I think the offensive line just has not played as well. And that has muddied the waters a bit. And then obviously you have a first-time play caller in Kevin Petullo. He's been with the organization for a while, but this is his first time running the offense. And there's been some growing pains, and it's been noticeable. And I think that's the biggest difference between this year's team and last year's team. Obviously, the defense this year is better, but the defense last year was also really good, especially the defensive line. It's that offense has been the biggest difference between years.
Jason, real quick, is Lane Johnson going to play?
Yeah, he's going to play. Okay. I mean, that's not reported information. That's more of my opinion. But he was out there today, practice. First time he was out on the practice field since they played the Lions, I think, in week 11 when he played in that game. Obviously, is that Liz Frank foot injury, which is a little tricky. It affects basketball players typically more than football players. We saw Kevin Durant deal with that injury for like 2 years. But Lane Johnson's a tough guy. Very, very, very hard for me to see him not playing in this game on Sunday.
I do have some reported information that we are looking for from you if you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what book is A.J. Brown going to read on the sideline in this game?
Well, it depends how many times he gets the ball in the first half.
Yeah. You know? Like, where is that relationship, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, the receivers as a whole?
Oh, I think the relationship is fine. Jalen has known A.J. for a long time. I think he kind of understands what comes with it as a teammate, as a competitor. Jalen is a very cerebral and, to be quite frank, a very mature guy. So if there's a quarterback to navigate the waters of a wide receiver who has an ego and really wants the ball a lot, Jalen Hurts is the guy who can do that better than most people in the NFL. He's one of the best leaders in the NFL, in my opinion. He has this quiet confidence about him. So it's fine. There's nothing dire. You know, if you had asked me that maybe 6-7 weeks ago, maybe it would have been a little bit of a different answer. But things have been quiet on the A.J. Brown front for months now. But it definitely is always something going on, it seems like. They've quieted the shits. That hasn't really been much of a talking point here in Philly over the last couple months.
Jason Dumas here on 95.7 The Game, live from Philly. You mentioned Kevin Petullo, offensive coordinator. We know that Lord Vic Fangio is the D.C. So what does Nick Sirianni actually do?
Shoot, man, he leads the ships. I mean, he hires smart people when he can, obviously. There's been mixed bag over the years. Mostly good, though. Let's be honest, mostly good. He's won more than any other coach over the last 5 years in terms of winning percentage. But, yeah, I mean, he's another guy. He's a player's coach, man. And there's been a lot of situations where a lot of teams would have fallen apart. You know, and they did that 1 year in 23. But more or less, these guys are willing to go to war for Nick Sirianni, and he's the guy that keeps everything together. You know, a lot of huge personalities on this team. You know, it's a team sport, but within this team sport, a lot of players have their own agenda. Nick Sirianni does a great job at not allowing players' own agenda to get in the way of the bigger message, and you know, he's won a lot of games for it.
Okay, so with all that said, what does Philly look like and sound like if they were to lose this game on Sunday?
Oh, man, I mean, it's Philly, so the sky would fall. It'd be a tough couple of weeks for a lot of people in this fan base, you know. Eagles football sets the tone in this city. You know, you can tell on Monday mornings whether the Eagles won or lost. You simply can just by how people are acting. So the sky would definitely be falling. You know, you'd have some wackos calling for Nick Sirianni's job. His job is not in jeopardy. You know, now Kevin Petullo, some of the other guys, their job would probably, they probably lose their job if the Eagles lose tomorrow, especially if it's a poor off. Especially if it's a poor offensive performance. Nick Sirianni is fine, but it would be a tough couple of weeks if they lost on Monday, because this isn't the roster that should be one and done. They have the highest paid offense in the NFL and overall one of the highest paid teams in the NFL. They just won a Super Bowl And they have like all pro level players at their peak at like multiple different positions. So on paper, this is a team that theoretically should win another Super Bowl. Obviously, you got to go out there and play. And there's a couple other teams in the NFL that I think are highly capable of winning a Super Bowl. But here in Philly, yes, the sky would definitely be falling if they lost. There would not be any moral victories. The fan base would not be able to see the good in the situation. It would be a rough couple of weeks if the Eagles lose on Sunday.
He used to be here. Now he's there. 6ABC, Jason Dumas. It's always fun to hear your voice, man. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, great hearing your guys' voice, too. Tell everybody around the station I said hello. I miss you guys, and it was great talking to you.
Okay,
bye,
man.
LJ.
All right. Have a good one out there at that game this weekend, Jason.
All right, fellas.
All right, there he goes. Jason Dumas in Philly right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, great guy. And-